Hi, this is Chris Evans, your podcast host. Before we get started today, I want to give a shout out to our partners who without, we could not have made all this happen this year to bring you the podcast every week, the coaches show, the webcast on YouTube, and just to keep things rolling with the Kurt Rocket website that we've done for many, many years, which has tons of historical data. And without some partners in the community, things like that don't just happen. So we want to give a shout out to Homestead Realty, Hometown Chiropractic, Farmers Bank, Ellington Detailing, Moments in Time Photography, Full Body Fitness Studio, Crown Contracting and Paving, Whitetail Properties, Riley Tool and Machine, YTG Insurance, First United Bank, Johnson's Furniture and Appliance, H&H Supply, Deer Lakes Golf Course, Par 4 Plastics, Dr. Johnny Newcomb at HealthQuest Wellness Center, Mike's Barbershop, Marshall's Heating and Air, Partners Insurance, the Magnolia Bank Mortgage, and Rogers Group. A big old rocket shout out to all you folks who've made this a wonderful, wonderful season for the fans and all those who like to follow Rocket football. Thank you. Now let's get right to the show. Well, Coach Thompson, this is never the fun part of the year. It's the final wrap-up, and I will say that it feels pretty good. We went up and we played very good, lost a very close ball game, 26-21. And to be honest with you, I don't know this week how it would go against Beachwood there. So, yeah. You know, I feel good. It's a great season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've gone through as a coach a lot of years and just been upset this time of year, but this is the first time I've ever gone into a season, the end of a season, and been in a good place, like you say. You know, being out there Friday night and watching the kids lay it all on the line and really and truly give everything they have just shows you that this year was a success, because when we came into it, that's what we preached to the kids. So we saw them grow into what we wanted them to grow into, and, you know, they made myself and the rest of the coaching staff, their parents, and the community proud.
Absolutely, and of course, you know, the community got behind this team, and it was incredible. It was like Coach Newton at coached basketball at Murray State years ago always called it a magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
And he felt like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, see, now the whole community knows how big a baby I am because I got a little emotional in front of them. But
that was an absolutely wonderful post-game speech, by the way.
I appreciate it. I wish I remembered it, but I was in the moment. And I just remember seeing the sea of people there. It was just amazing to me because, you know, I played here, and I know it's special, but I don't remember it being like that, you know, on the road, and what could be the last game or not be the last game, or you should win or shouldn't win, and see that many people there and really believe in a team like that. Mm-hmm. So that was just special to me, and once I looked up and really realized what was going on for those kids, you know, I just kind of lost it a little bit.
And that's okay. I think everybody was a bit emotional, and then when you became emotional, the kids just broke.
Yeah.
and then some parents were breaking down. But it was wonderful. It was a very heartfelt, passionate speech, and the kids, I mean, everybody, this whole thing, this whole run this year, when you win 11 games, you get a lot of people in the wagon with you.
Yeah.
You know, and as you said after the game, it doesn't happen every year. But it's close. It's a special place to play.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I appreciate everybody that supported us, supported myself and the other coaches this year. And, you know, we feel the love and we appreciate that. It makes it easy to be happy in a place like this.
Well, when you win that many games again, man, everything's good. And we're coming off now 11-2 season, one of the best in school history. And let's talk a little bit about these kids and how they played up at Campbellsville. Defensively, incredible football game, Coach.
Yeah.
Talk about your defense and your defensive players of the game.
Well, you know, it starts with Coach Courtney and Coach Barry spending the time to break down Campbellsville and really get a beat on what they're trying to do. You know, the kids were prepared. You know, they knew what formation, what play was coming with the formation, what play was coming with the motion, and they were able to make a lot of plays because of the game plan. And it's been like that all year. Coach Courtney's been valuable to this run, and you know, without him, I don't know how successful we are this year as far as just the kids being prepared to be able to fly around and play the way that they did because they have to think. So, you know, Friday night was no different. You see T-Bone got to play finally, and he was defensive player of the game. He played out of position, played on the defensive line for us, you know, to try to be quick on both ends, and it paid off, you know. So you see him fly around. But then at the same time, another name that we've heard a lot this year defensively is Xander Tabor, stepping in, being co-defensive player of the game with T-Bone. What did he have, six tackles?
Six tackles for Tabor and a tackle for loss.
Playing corner.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing corner.
Yeah, I tried to remember when I saw that tackle for loss, I thought, where did that come?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, he came in there. You know, for him to make that many tackles playing corner, you know, he's just a special talent, and he's young, you know, so just to see what he's going to grow into. Both of those guys, sophomores, co-defense players in the game, and a regional championship. So really think about that.
Of course. Boone had nine solo tackles, two assists, three tackles were lost in a sack.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
All over the place. And I can tell you before the game when Coach Estes, Campbellsville coach, saw number 12 in uniform, he probably got sick a little bit.
And then when he saw him down at the end, he probably took him a little while to adjust.
Yeah. So, you know, the defense was prepared. They came out and they flew around. They played hard. They left it all on the field. And, you know, you see the players after the game, you know, just looking to see that they're physically and emotionally drained because they left it all out on the field.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And one of the touchdowns that Campbellsville scored was scored against a special team.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that one off, and the defense played well enough to win for sure.
Definitely. And I said that on Saturday. They definitely played well enough for us to win. They did their job.
Yeah. Offensively, Devin Nesbitt, he was close to becoming the number two running back of all time, but fell just a little bit short of Uncle Ronnie, Ronnie Moss.
And, you know, if we make the adjustment in the first half that we make at halftime to our blocking schemes, then he probably go number two. You know, Campbellsville's defense just flew around, and they were very fast, very physical, so we had to change some things up at half. And the kids did that. They adjusted, and Devin goes and has a second half just, you know, in line with what he's done all year, and he was big for us, you know. Once we got going, it gave us a chance to win the game, and in the end, you know, you think we get that onside kick that we have a chance because 40 seconds is plenty of time for our offense to score, and with that confidence flying, we could have possibly. So, you know, Devin just stepped in there and just made big play after big play after big play. And what I like about it is he grinded for those big plays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not the typical 70-yard run, but the 12 and 13-yard power runs. So I'm just proud of him and his growth, and somebody's going to get a steal with him, taking a chance on him at the next level. So, you know, he's just a special running back.
Well, at Crittenden County, when you're mentioned in the same breath with David Beverly and Ronnie Moss, that's pretty good company.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty good company.
For sure.
On the line this week, you had a senior, Jake Gibson. He's your player of the week. Talk a little bit about his performance.
Yeah, when I turned the film on, I actually watched it on the bus ride home. And the first thing that stood out to me was that Jake played outside of himself. You know, we call Ian Ellington a dog a lot. He just plays like a dog, you know, and Jake played that way on Friday, and you just see that, you know, he didn't want it to end on Friday, and yeah, I think he had three or four roaches, and again, you know, a roach is where you drive the person that you're blocking into the ground. And you put them on their back, and you're on top of them. And, you know, we always talk about the arms up, legs up, which is not literal, but like a roach. He had a lot of those against a very, 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 very good defensive lineman. So, like I said, he played outside of himself because those guys were bigger than him. They were faster, and they were probably stronger than him. But to be able to find a way to make it happen like he did just really stood out to me on the film. And I just thought that, you know, he played to play another week and left it all on the field.
Well, certainly they all, I believe, did. And
yeah.
And just we can't say enough about their effort and really these seniors have been a very, very special group. Yeah. It's going to be tough to come to the football field and not see Hunter Boone and Ethan Dawson and Gavin Dickerson, and the list just goes on, and these guys, you know, Laney. But we have to move forward. That's high school football.
Yeah.
Looking forward, we've got a lot of holes to fill. What do you project? I mean, what's your first thought Saturday morning when you're thinking, we got to get ready for next year?
Well, the first thing I want to say is this is the first time I've seen a class all the way through high school as a coach, period. So they're a very special group to me, just to start with them in eighth grade, really, and just see how they've grown into men. You know, they'll always have a very special place in my heart. As being my first senior class, but also just as a coach, period, that one class that you saw all the way through. Because at Union County, I never saw one group all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, but I came back home that last year. So, you know, they're special to me, and I hope each and every one of them comes back and spends time around the program and gives back. And do just like the rest of us coaches, you know, give back to the program that gave to them, you know. And I love each and every one of them, so I just want to point that out first. But then when I start thinking about the future, you know, it's bright. You know, you look at all the young guys that we had on the field that we have coming back, making plays, starting with T-Bone and X, you know, talking about defensive player of the game, just right there shows you our youth. You got Ian Ellington, Caden McAllister. You got people, you got Riley Gomez, a junior. You got Travis Guest made some plays on special teams as a junior. You got Hunter Jones as a junior, all over the place, always does his job. You got Braxton Winders, who, you know, when it comes down to it, breaking down our tackling points this year, he's probably going to be right there in the mix for first place, you know, because every week he did the same thing. He's always right there in the mix, you know. There's just so many people. It's hard to name them all, but just to know that you have all these guys with experience coming back to go in and fill in these spots that are vacated by these seniors and really just grow into new roles because, you know, they were on the field anyway. So, yeah, we lose 13 seniors. And all of them played somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? it's going to be a different team, a different group. We can't put this team back together again, ever. It's not possible. With the way high school football set up, it's not possible. So, I mean, going forward, it'd just be like any other year. Crittenden County Rockets are going to play football every Friday night, and we're going to put out a team that we hope is competitive, and we can tell you that they're going to give everything they have.
Well, it's going to be exciting to watch how you put all this together because there are some good remnants of this great season that'll be back next year. And these guys, they know what it means to be expected to win every week.
Yeah.
And you've got, you know, all the way up and down the program from Flag, Little League, middle school. There's been success this year, so the program's in good health.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun watching those younger groups, you know, even all the way down the Flag, watching those guys and their competitive nature just get after each other and want to be like these old guys, these seniors that are leaving. So, you know, they've given so much to the program and just showing everybody else how to do it. And everyone else has modeled themselves after this group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully the success continues at every level, third and fourth grade, fifth and sixth grade, you know, playing the championships this year and third and fourth grade going back-to-back. The middle school team competing every week and very successful, got some dogs in that group as well. And you know, our young high school guys, Crittenden County football is looking good. As long as we continue to go in the direction that we're headed, I think we'll be okay.
What do you – your weight program, you'll give these guys, I guess, they'll take a little time off, and those who aren't playing another sports at the school will get in the weight room.
Yeah, so what we typically do is, until we come back from Christmas break, none of it's mandatory, but we don't open it, like, officially for football players to come work out. But there'll be guys that want to lift, so it'll be open. It won't be a workout provided to those guys. to do. They'll just go in there and do some things on their own. And there's guys that already asked, you know, it's Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coach, is the weight room going to be open today? You know, and you don't get that at other places. I've been at other places. You don't get that at other places.
Yeah.
You don't have that hunger. But, you know, once we get that going, we'll try to figure some things out, move some guys around, see who can do this or that, and who can get bigger, faster, and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we have to do as coaches is recruit the hallways. We know,
right.
We know there's a handful of kids walking the hallway right now that would have contributed this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to make sure that we have those kids on the field, on the team with us, you know, in a small school like this to be successful. So we
that is legal recruiting.
Yeah,
that's legal because recruit your own hallway.
Yes, definitely. And we need to get on that. We need to do a better job of that, figuring out why those kids aren't out there and if there's anything we can do, because we know you see after a special year like this, you know, there's something out of this year that could have helped that kid grow.
Yeah.
So,
it's certainly fertile ground at this point when you're successful to go in there and be able to get kids excited about playing football that maybe haven't, or maybe not, hadn't played in the last year or two, or never played before. Like, there's some that can play. Preston Turley is a perfect example. You know, he in his younger days he never played football, and he's certainly a good football player.
Yeah, for sure.
And another thing I want to mention, you know, of course, Crittenden County had Al Starnes here for 27 years, and what a bit of stability, and, you know, he commanded all the respect over those years. But I will tell you, we've not missed a beat. And that's testimony to what you've been able to do. You know, you take a lot of places, and they lose a coach that's in there 27 years, and it's a step back to get full, to go back forward. And we've taken a big leap forward. So the groundwork certainly, you know, it helped. You had a lot of great players, but gosh, just watching you and Gage and Qualls and the Berries and Jay Wright, all you guys are all Crittenden County products, and the passion that you bring to it, it's just, man, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but it does go back to Coach Starnes and how he raised us to be as far as Rocket football alum. You know, so we know what it is. We know what it means to be a Rocket, and it means something to us because he made it mean something to us. And we want to continue doing that for the players now. We want to keep the program alive that way. So it does go back to him, and I appreciate everything he's ever done for me. And hopefully we keep it going in a way that he could be proud of, you know.
I think he's very proud.
For sure. But, hey, for him to go stand out in the cold like he did those last few weeks, we know he was proud to be out there.
Yeah, he's fulfilled his obligation. He said he would be back every Friday night, and he has. And I'd say, I don't know, we may see him in a cameo appearance every now and then next year, but I don't think it'll be like it was.
I don't know what he'll do as far as going forward in the sideline, but I do know that he's a Rocket and he loves it. And I know that he loves me, and if I ever need anything, he'll be there ready, willing, and able. But maybe officials will know that I'm the head coach. I don't know.
That's a little inside joke, I guess you might say. Probably not too many people know, unless you were over on the sideline, that one of the officials thought you were the assistant coach at the football game. And
In the fourth quarter,
right. And you became a wee bit animated with him, and we've had a little fun with it since then. But clearly you have been the head coach and a great one, man. We're so proud to have you, Sean, have the very first Rocket alumnus to be the head football coach. And, wow, what an inaugural season, and we're just so excited about not only what happened, but what we can expect going forward, because it's nothing but good.
Yeah, well, again, I got lucky, you know. I got lucky coming in a senior class like this and the coaches that I'm surrounded with. You know, I cannot be there, and it's still going to roll. So I thank you for the kind words and all that, and you know, just hopefully we can keep it going.
Here we go into the off season. Sometimes coaches enjoy that, and I certainly enjoy watching what all you guys put together for the off season and get bigger, faster, stronger, and let's go get let's go ready back
for the next one.
Let's get ready for the next
one. Coach Courtney's got the game plan going already.
I believe it. All right, great season, Coach Thompson.
Thank you.